The troubled economy has prompted many people to forego small luxuries, say, hiring someone to mow the grass or clean the house. As consumers trim their personal budgets, household helpers are often the first to go. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, that's taking a big toll in places like Southern California.
Before the sun rises in Los Angeles, city buses fill with brigades of housekeepers and nannies on their way to work. Andrea Guadarrama heads to West L.A., where she spent 20 years caring for children and cleaning homes. The 48-year-old says she spends her days scrubbing bathrooms, making beds, washing and ironing clothes for well-heeled attorneys, professors, and movie producers. But she says some of her bosses lost money in the stock market or have been laid off. So they've asked her to work fewer days. Guadarrama says clients want her to work every 15 days, about twice a month, instead of every week. That means their houses get much dirtier, but she's not able to charge more to clean them. She gets $75 or $80 to clean an entire 4- or 5-bedroom house. Like many housekeepers, Guadarrama struggles to send money home to her family in Mexico, but these days she's had to cut back. She says other housekeepers she meets on the bus have it much worse. Some housekeepers get treated like slaves, she says. A few are physically abused by their bosses. Many are undocumented immigrants. For that reason, they're afraid to complain if they do get cheated or abused. In the Tony Pacific Palisades district, Ismael Alcaraz mows lawns, trims hedges, and blows leaves for his clients. He's had his own gardening business for 27 years, and he says he's never seen the economy so bad.
Yeah, last month I lost 5 customers. We got behind on our bills. I mean, the situation is kind of bad for us. Some of the people, they cut the service and head mount. And you know, head mount means head price. They want a lot of work for a little pay. Otherwise, they hire somebody cheaper.
At one time, Alcaraz had 6 helpers, but he had to let 4 of them go. He says his business earns about $3,000 a month before taxes, money he splits with his workers. He scrapes together whatever he can to pay taxes and insurance, buy gasoline, and make equipment repairs. Alcaraz has a wife and 4 children to support, including 1 son in college. Lately, his clients have been having a tough time, too.
They said they got no job right now. Plus, they got too much bills to pay and they can afford to pay a gardener.
Alcaraz says some of his clients lost their homes to foreclosures and moved out without a word.
You know, sometimes we were for the whole month and the people never showed up. They just go and never say goodbye.
Every morning, a group of housekeepers gathers at the Burger King across from UCLA. Before heading off to work, they chat about their husbands or sons being laid off and their own lost wages. Marta Espinosa says they have to find other ways of supplementing their housekeeping incomes. She tries by selling $6 jeans and $5 blouses.
Dígame, niña Margarita. Dígame.
Since she doesn't have a business permit, Espinosa carries her merchandise through the streets in a suitcase. Other housekeepers sell homemade pupusas, Salvadoran stuffed tortillas. Teresa Navarrete peddles musical greeting cards. Ligia Quiñones says she and other housekeepers are now looking for economic salvation in Washington.
President Obama, I need help now.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.